from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's get Buddha in here, 916-909-1320. Buddha, what's good, baby?
What's up, family? How my boys doing today, man?
Good, man. How you doing, dog?
Hey, bro, I'm doing amazing, bro. I see y'all cooking. We cooking over here in Sacramento. We doing our thing.
Yes, like, sir.
I love the boy Devin Carter, you know what I mean? Knowing that you got rid of Davion, it make more sense because Devin Carter, he's a beast for real. He can strap up, get a bucket. Hopefully he can just knock down his three-pointer and everything be gravy. But as far as the trade that happened yesterday, Jalen McDaniels, people got to stop sleeping on him, man. Because I see him when he was with the Philly, he was a strap. He played the Hawks, and he was playing like Trey Young, strapping them up, making them work, going crazy. Like, so he was with he didn't get the consistent minutes last year. So I feel like if we give him consistent minutes, he can really turn up for us. And I ain't gonna lie, I think the Kuz trade should still be alive because he's the missing piece for real. Because if you can trade Kuz and for Barnes and Kev and we'll say Bread and give whatever picks, I feel like that's the missing piece to the starting lineup. Because if you got a lineup of Fox, Monk, Keegan, Kuz, and Sabonis, that's crazy. You could even start Ellis if you want to bring the firepower off the bench. Because then you'll have Carter, Monk. You might have Jalen, or you can get a free agent because you know we got the mid-level now. So Trey Lyles, Lynn McGee. Oh my God, what you guys think? We got.
I see you, Buddha.
I see you cooking,
no,
man.
I see you, Buddha.
I see you cooking.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Absolutely, man.
Man, Buddha, excited. I'm
and,
all for it.
And like Buddha is talking about, man. I just think there's more out there. Do you think I'm off? We're off when. I say Monty has at the very least a good idea in what direction, what's out there for him, and what direction he can go in.
I think that's a optimistic view, which is nothing wrong with that. Like, it doesn't mean he doesn't. I think it boils down to, are you a glass half full person or a glass half empty person? Maybe he does. Here's the thing. I think we could say with extreme confidence, they're working on something. Mm-hmm. The glass half empty part is they've worked on stuff before. Like, there was a report about the Siakam trip. Like, the Toronto was here. Mm-hmm. The meeting happened in person. I don't even know if we were off the air before it was like, well, trade talks are over. Like, what did Masai land and just go, hey, forget it. Never mind. It's over. Like, we've got some pretty good knowledge on the OG Anunoby stuff. Like, they've worked before, but whether something has stopped them from pulling the trigger to get the deal done, or someone on the other side has kind of slowed down momentum, mm-hmm. or, you know, they just hit a brick wall. We've seen this before, and I think I'm maybe more of the, you're optimistic in this. I might be a little more pessimistic, and it's like, well, what wall are they going to hit? Like, who's going to swoop in and go, no, I want Kyle Kuzma. Here's an extra first-round pick. Or who's going to swoop in? You know, Brandon Ingram doesn't want to re-sign in Sacramento. And this time, Monty's like, oh, you know what? I'll roll the dice on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he wants to sign in Atlanta, and they just sweetened this deal, so we're going to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Because they know he wants to sign there, so they just sweeten the deal up because they know he's going to be there for the next 4 years. I'm waiting for that. Mm. And that... that sucks.
You're like, waiting for Lucy to pull the football away.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for what's happened so many times here over the last really year to happen again.
Yeah, understandable.
And all of those, by the way, happened at different moments. Mm-hmm. OG was a different moment than Siakam. Siakam was there at the trade deadline. We don't really know what, if anything, transpired with Kyle Kuzma or Zach LaVine. To the best of our knowledge, nothing ever went anywhere with Zach LaVine last year at the trade deadline. There was no pursuit. There was talk. Mm-hmm. There was a thought, but I don't know that there was like a true pursuit. So there's all these different things in like different places. The difference right now is all of this stuff is now. Mm-hmm. It's like right now all happening at the same time.
You know who might be the back pocket? Person is Zach LaVine. Mm. All else fails, you know you can go get Zach LaVine. I'm not saying that's right or anything else like that. You. But we were talking about the other day, like who else is pursuing him like that? Mm-hmm. Like all else fails, you know you can make that move.
Yeah,
you're gonna explore different paths to see if maybe there's some other things that you could do that might fit a little better, might be a little better on the books. But the thing that really told me. That there were two, well, both of the things that I talked about really told me that he had something going on. The Devin Carter draft and then mm-hmm. the Davion Mitchell, Sasha trade. Number one, for space. And number two, for a team that's asset strapped, you don't just give away two assets. You know what I mean? Like you don't have a lot to give away. You don't give away what little you have to use.
Yeah.
For just right,
correct me if I'm wrong here. You're talking about Sasha and Davion mm-hmm. with the idea of it doesn't matter that maybe Sasha's didn't enjoy his time in Sacramento. He wants to continue his NBA career elsewhere. The Kings could have included that. Remove the name. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for doing this. Remove the name. They could have traded the $6.5 million somewhere else, right. Attached to something else.
Right. And in my opinion, you hold on to that if you don't have anything. Like, ready to go.
So what do you think, why do you think nothing has happened yet?
I agree with Jake. I think they're trying to figure out what direction they want to go. Or maybe they're...
Figure it out.
I do think, I thought about this as we're sitting here talking about, I do think Zach LaVine is the back pocket deal. Okay. Like, you always have that there. But they're trying to work, I think, I'm not sure if they're 100% sold on it, the whole front office. And I think they're trying to work some other deals out. They're trying to work with some other teams, maybe the Pelicans, maybe the Wizards, maybe the Nets, maybe the Blazers, to see if they can get something else going, working the phones, working trade deals. But you know, at the end of the day, worst case scenario, so we don't come out of this with anything or with nothing, you can always get Zach LaVine.
Do you think why that's our guy Logan, right?
Hey,
why does Logan have the bedroom of a teenager?
Because he lives in the Bay Area.
Why does Logan? That's his bedroom, living room, dining room. Poor brother's kitchen's off to the side. Okay, I got you. Okay, you're right. My bad.
Just
shout out DJ Lee with the PhD.
just shout out DJ Lee. Just for fun, a little while ago, I went on like Zillow or Trulia and typed in like Brooklyn, New York or something like
looking
that.
Looking for some investment properties?
No, I just was curious.
Oh, okay.
Boy, them poor people. Hey, that room that you saw from Logan, it's like $3,200 a month to rent.
Stop it. It's crazy, man.
It is crazy. I don't know how they're doing it out there, boy.
I got distracted. I just looked up, saw my man Logan Murdoch. I was like, why does Logan's room look like that? No? And then you reminded me, because poor brother's in the Bay Area. It's price to live.
It's tough, man. It's
price to live.
It is tough.
What do you think? Let me try that again. Dump button. How does free agency factor into all of this? Because we keep talking about acquiring contracts through trade. Mm-hmm. You have this space because of, you know, the moves you made yesterday. The moves you made yesterday gave you a little bit more space. But what does Sunday? How does Sunday play into this? How does the start of free agency play into this?
I feel like more than I originally anticipated, free agency does play a role. Like the actual
because
free
of agency. The new money available,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually getting a free agent, using the MLE, you know, and bolstering your roster that way too. I mean, it could be a couple of different things. Like you've talked about it. I think Kyle talked about it as well. It doesn't have to be one deal. It doesn't have to be mm-hmm. one trade that, all right, we're done. It could be two or three people. You know what I mean? It could be quote unquote smaller deals. Like Cam and Finney Smith might be considered a smaller deal, but it may allow you to sign Najee Marshall. Mm-hmm. You know, for going those two. And while I like Kuz, while I like Brandon Ingram, if you can get essentially a 3-for-1 type deal, maybe that I'll probably be more apt to go with that mm-hmm. than trading a bunch of assets for one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So could be something like that.
Do you think there still needs to be some room? Because, you know, Davion was traded yesterday, and that was obviously a big
domino.
That was a big talking point at Tom's Watch Bar and Twitter on Wednesday. Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 9 guards went to 8 or 8 went to 7 or whatever. There's still, like we talked about Chris Duarte, like there's still an abundance of players at that position, including mm-hmm. including a guy who I just am not quite sure what you're going to do with if he's here, and that being Kevin Huerter. Mm. Like Chris Duarte, man, my apologies, brother, but Chris Duarte, like, can sit. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it is for him, but you know what I mean. It's not a big deal. You probably don't really just want to bench Kevin Huerter.
No.
Like, you don't want Kevin Huerter racking up DNPs. Mm-hmm. Jalen and Jacoby will go nuts. Like, you don't want they'd get together somewhere and go crazy. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. So, yo, okay, Davion was traded. All right, you still have an abundance of players at that position, and then you still have one of all of the other ones that I feel like you really need to figure out what you're going to do with. Mm-hmm. And maybe doing something with is you've committed to how this is going to work in your rotation. Because Kevin Huerter staying on the Sacramento Kings is not the worst thing that could possibly happen. Kevin Huerter staying on the Sacramento Kings and him playing like last year, that's probably the worst thing that could happen. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. But what do you want if he's here? And probably the greater question, and I think we have asked and answered this on multiple occasions, do you want him here? Mm. And I think there's one very, 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 very important figure in the Sacramento Kings who doesn't. And I don't mean that maliciously or mean. I just don't think Kevin Huerter does what Mike Brown wants.
I agree.
And that has to get fixed.
Yeah.
Either by Kevin not being here anymore or by all parties figuring out how to get the most out of Kevin Huerter this upcoming season.
I agree 100%, man.
Thank you.
there was another part. Oh, man, I thought I had it here right in front of me. I don't, but I know what was said in the Fisher article. Is he said the contracts of Huerter and Barnes match up perfectly with Brandon Ingram's $36 million, I think, he's guaranteed this year. just interesting. I mean, he's kind of getting into detail. I don't think Harrison Barnes works for the Pelicans. I would see, and I don't know if the money works as seamlessly after this, but I would look more so for Herter, Duarte, and maybe a pick, maybe multiple picks at that point. That might be more appealing to me if I was the Pelicans. Duarte's an expiring contract, and if I can get a couple of Kings picks, maybe that might work.
If you avoided... trying to work through this. If you avoided trading Harrison and were able to land Ingram for the reasons you just laid out, just because maybe he might not fit over there. If you're able to avoid trading Harrison and you can land Ingram and somehow land Cam Johnson, losing Ingram after a year isn't nearly as impactful.
No.
Now, obviously, I'm not trying to say Cam Johnson is as good as Brandon. That's not that wasn't at all my point. It means that you still have... you're not empty.
Yes.
In the wing position. And so if you're and maybe, you know, maybe there's an importance to, as you and Kyle were kind of talking about a minute ago, not landing one guy, but landing two. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, is particularly true. It doesn't matter if it's Kuzma, because, you know, Kyle Kuzma's here for a while. If you're able to land that, it's a fantastic luxury. If you're able to land somebody to go along with him.
Facts.
But if you land Brandon Ingram, getting a second player like a Cam Johnson to go along with that helps cushion. Depending on what draft capital you have to execute something with New Orleans, it cushions anything that could go awry for you at the end of next year. While I believe Monty is willing to take risk this year, I think he's also, if he sees a path to minimize his risk as much as possible, he'll take that too.
I agree.
We'll come back. Weigh in. Let's talk. Yes. It's Friday, baby. It's been a long week.
Be here.
It's been a long week, man. A lot's going on, and we're hoping for a lot to happen. 916-909-1320. You could jump in and take part in the conversations in the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you and take part in their massive Independence Day sale going on right now. There are huge savings on all name brand mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Beautyrest Black. There are sales going on right now on the Matthews Mattress. Matthews Mattress. Y'all want to cop that? You can even save as much as $1,200 on headboards and mattress sets. And you want the headboard. You want the adjustable headboard. Trust me. Find the location nearest you over at MatthewsMattress.com. We'll be back here with more on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm just taking a look at IG here during the commercial break. We know some pretty, there's some pretty dope people here in Sacramento.
It really is, man.
Looking
really
at our HOF crew, Robbie and Abs One and the rest of the boys over there who open up the roller rink right downtown across from the Golden One Center where the ice rink normally is. That took me right into King Melly's feed, who's just
he's killing it.
Oh, my God, man. He is just the coldest designer.
He is killing it.
What he does with these designer brands, man, are just spectacular. And, you know, these are our people out here, man.
Absolutely.
There's so much incredible. There are so many incredible people here in this city.
Man, and it's I tell my buddy all the time, man, it's starting to boom out here right now, man. I think we're on the precipice of like a renaissance out here. Like there is a lot of creative people out here, a lot of talented people out here, and it's going up right now, man. Shout out to my people over at HOF, man, for that roller rink thing, man. That's so dope. That's gonna be so much fun all summer long. Yeah. You know, something that the family can do. You know what I mean? I was telling my guy Robbie, man. I was like, man, I'm so happy to see you guys doing this, man. This is dope, man. Y'all keep putting on for the city. Shout out Abs, shout out Tony, all the dudes over there, man. They're doing a great job.
Great group over there. And as Steven points out, RIP to Solomons. I was sad to see Solomons go. The HOF crew kind of let that one go, let some new people take over, and they didn't know what to do with it. And I guess we're shutting that joint down. I went down. I don't know what triggered it. Oh, yes, I do. I watched the How Music Got Free doc that we talked about on KSFM. I don't know why they did this. They made it two episodes. They're each 42 minutes. It could have been just an hour and a half documentary. but they made it a little mini series or whatever it was on Paramount Plus. And, you know, you're talking records, tapes, CDs, all of this stuff. And obviously Tower Records is featured in that. And it just sent me down like a rabbit hole of Tower Records just looking at Solomon, like all of these different things that we've had around this city for so many years. And it was dope. It was cool to know, that's part of Sacramento's.
And it's respected. You know what I'm saying? Like, people respect Tower Records.
Right.
You know, around the country. You know what I'm saying? And, like, started here, man. It was here with us, man. So.
And Jalen makes a hell of a point. Solomon's had to die for the grand opening of Malik's.
All right. All right, guys. Breaking news. That's where Malik's is going to be. We were trying to keep it under wraps, but all right.
The Twitter investigators who were like, wait a minute, why is Monty doing this deal? Oh, to clear cap space? Oh, there's something bigger on the way. They saw Solomon's closing. Wait a minute.
We know what's going on here.
Wait a minute.
You guys aren't slick.
Y'all are sharp, man. Y'all are sharp. Malik's is on the way.
That's all said.
time
for the grand opening of Malik's.
Hey. All the mighty ones got to fall, man. We here. Someone asked, I think it was our man Aldrin J. Yeah, Aldrin J asked, so Dilo and KC, how do y'all feel about the draft being 2 days? Y'all think that it should continue or go back to 1 day? I think there's a couple of important points about what happened yesterday in terms of the second day of the draft. I believe the reason the draft was on in the middle of the day was the debate. I believe that the reason it wasn't a second day of prime time was because there was a presidential debate that many of us tuned into last night. And so this obviously won't be a problem next year.
Right.
So I'm guessing next year we get 2 primetime days. To answer one of your questions, Aldrin, I don't think it needs to go back to 2 days, and it's not going back to 2 days. And the number one reason it needs to go back to 1 day. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it needs to go back to 1 day because it won't go back to 1 day because if you go back and watch day 2 of the draft, which Kenny was very critical of because it was happening at the ESPN studio on the Seaport in New York.
Say what it was. It was the cafeteria.
No, it was the ESPN studio. And just look at the draft panels. There were like 5 sponsors on that panel. Like, this is not going anywhere. I loved what Adam said. It made a lot of sense. Teams wanted time. They wanted this. They wanted that. And we saw deals. I think the Knicks just made 4 more deals in the last 5 minutes. Like, they was making moves all day yesterday.
They were using that time that they had.
Most teams didn't even draft when, you know, they were slotted to draft.
Yeah.
And so everything Adam said about the decision to move to 2 days happened. But it was also another day to sell a massive amount of advertising, which clearly they were able to do very successfully. So I enjoyed the 2 days. I think I partly enjoyed the second day more because it was happening during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as confident I'm going to enjoy it as much next year if it's starting at like 5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it might wind up being more background noise than appointment viewing like Wednesday was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll experience that next year, I guess.
I thought it was fine. All jokes aside or whatever, I thought it was fine that they did it on a separate day. Part of me kind of feels like it took away from the second round of the draft a little bit. I'm not acting like the second round, when it was all 1 day, was this great appointment television or anything like that. But in some respects, you were already there, right? Like, as a viewer, you're already there. Not much else going on. You'll stay for the second round. You'll see some of the stories. You'll see. So I remember watching that guy play. You'll see him. If it's like anything else, right? If you go away, if you turn it off, then they go away. They might not come back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one complaint I'd have from it. But it's fine. I mean, I think it's all good. It's another day of, and what we do, another day of content, another opportunity for content. This was, I wonder what it would be like, to your point, if there was no Bronny there,
mm-hmm.
like how interested I'd be, because outside of Bronny, I really wasn't interested in any, I was more interested in the people that get picked up that were undrafted
mm-hmm.
than a lot of those second rounders. So I wonder how that works out. Now, and then next year it's going to be a stronger class. So there may be more guys that you're more interested in the second round as well. But from, I think, Sam Vicente said that it's not going nowhere because aside from the advertisement and stuff, they said like the GMs and front office people loved it.
Yeah.
They were like, good. Yeah, this was great. First good. Round was great. You know, I don't mean to sound like this. They're like, yeah, it allowed us not to get home at an ungodly hour. All right, we're talking about one night. Settle down. We could be with our families and we didn't have to get home at an ungodly hour.
Okay, yeah. Relax. Relax, bro. Settle down.
So I think
that's some jackass in New York who thinks the world revolves around them. Monty got home and got a good night's sleep on Wednesday and Thursday. So did every other general manager on the West Coast. I swear sports thinks they revolve around these dudes on the East Coast think sports revolve around them.
It's like settle down, like you said. The one time I do remember when he drafted Davion, I think the press conference is like at 11. Does that sound about right?
Davion was a pandemic draft pick. I feel like that was on Zoom, if I remember correctly.
Well, Tyrese was definitely the pandemic.
Yeah, I think there were two. So
Davion maybe
lesser
well.
Of a pandemic.
Yeah, maybe so.
A little. Because I feel like I remembered. Well, I guess all draft picks are on. I guess they're all on Zoom.
No, I think Davion was there. I think they were all in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Because I kind of remember him like. Remember people were like, it didn't look like he wanted to be there?
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
And he was just like, no, it's just how I look or, you know, I didn't talk to him or whatever. Yeah. So, no, he was there. He was okay. In the building. But that was, I think that was Kata and
NBA champion.
NBA champion.
Me is Kata. Yeah.
And Keon Ellis. And I think Monty had to do the, I just remember being at home. We had the 8-hour show, so we didn't end till. I don't know. Who knows?
I wasn't able to be with my family. I was going to say I got home at an ungodly hour, but I was at home all day.
Yeah. So, I remember that the latest that it would be for the West Coast people. It's and even, like I said, if you're in Maryland, it's one night. Relax. If you get home at 3, it's fine.
You're fine. Boy, yeah, they made our draft shows. Goodness gracious. Paul George is the biggest story headed into the weekend, yeah?
Yes. I put Klay Thompson up there, when Klay officially goes to another team, that's going to be a big deal.
A couple of things here. Paul George is probably the biggest story on Saturday. Klay Thompson might be the biggest story on Sunday. Because Paul George has to make a decision tomorrow or by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Do you think a Klay Thompson tweet goes out? I don't know what time free agency starts.
Is it 3 p.m.? Maybe it's
3
noon.
Our time? Yeah,
maybe
I was thinking noon. But
maybe it's 9.
I don't think it's 9.
I don't think so either, but
I don't think it's 9. Stand by. 6. So 3.
Oh.
3 o'clock.
It's gonna be. Does it? Be lit,
oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. it's gonna be hot.
I got a game on Sunday too.
Does
just come out of the game be like to massive Woj alerts, Shams?
Why'd you say it like that?
No, I got to include Shams too.
Well, you just said it weird.
Well, I didn't want to leave him out because he's gonna be breaking news. Well, hell, Damian Barling. He's the one that beat Shams, I might get.
Well,
Damian
the one
Casey alerts.
Did, and that only happened once. I was really hoping it happened a second time, and we would somehow be the Malik Monk insiders, but
crickets.
That didn't happen. You know which one actually hurt me a little bit was the Harrison Barnes one.
Mm.
We were on every detail of that story for weeks, and didn't get it.
What happened? That also happened after the show or something, right?
Harrison happened.
Might have been a weekend or something. I don't think we were on air.
On air when Harrison happened. We definitely weren't on air.
I think it
happened
hours.
After the show. Yeah, it just happened after the show. Do you think we're really kind of young MC right now? We're a one-hit wonder.
Oh, damn. That is a shot at young MC.
Well, we dropped Busta Move, and that's about all we... It's about all we've had in our arsenal so far.
What was the other song that Father MC did? Does he have
Father MC?
Yeah,
Treat It Like the one with Jodeci.
He's got that, and then does he have another one?
Well, no,
he's got two. He's got Everything's Gonna Be All Right. That was him and Jodeci. He might have done it. That's the one I was thinking.
Oh no, Treat It Like that's Aaron Hall. Aaron Hall's canceled, right?
I don't know. I Miss You is a phenomenal
song. I know, but
song.
Did you read the...
What?
You didn't. You,
I don't. I don't even know if I want to know.
Oh, you don't know. You really. You as a shooter. You don't know.
No, there's new stuff with Aaron Hall.
There's stuff tied to Sean.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Well.
Oh, if you do for me, I'll do one for you.
So he got
How
two.
Did Father MC come up?
Because you said
we're Young MC.
Young MC, and I was when you said that I thought about Father MC, but they're too.
Nah, Father MC got too many hits to be D'Lo and KC. We just got the one.
Father MC got what? Two, three.
I think we're at three. Everything's gonna be all right is on here.
Feeling right.
Might be a.
Hey.
Oh
hey,
yeah.
Hey. We going to the roller rink for this one, boy.
Hey.
Robbie, get this one on the roller rink. We moving. I'm spinning. Let's go.
Oh yeah, this
hey.
Is fire.
Hey, I didn't know this was nah. See, nah. Hey.
Yeah, that's fire. That's fire.
All right, we're
come on, Fatso, just bust a move. we like Monty. We've been close on other breaking news, but never.
We only traded for Sabonis.
That's all we got. Do you think a Klay Thompson signs with tweet goes out between the hours of 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday afternoon?
Yes. Yes, I think it's one of the headliners.
I feel like it's a done deal that he's leaving the Warriors.
Yeah. Did you
I
see?
I feel like there's too
you
much.
You think it's Orlando?
There.
Well, did you
Orlando
see they're talking
or
about
there's
Denver?
Another, yeah, Denver's in there too now.
They're talking about Denver.
Wait, maybe. I think I for Klay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I see Denver and Paul George this morning?
I didn't see that one.
I'll look that up.
Maybe I read that wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, just everyone be quiet.
By the way,
I didn't. New report on Paul George to Denver trade rumors.
Mm.
I thought I saw that. The deadline for Paul George to decide, blah, blah, blah. That's tomorrow. If George opts in on the final years of his deal, the expectation is that he's going to get dealt. That's what we talked about. A new report from Ant-Man and Sam Amick of The Athletic would reveal that the Denver Nuggets showed a level of interest in trading for George, but were unwilling to give up what the Clippers wanted. So it was a conversation that went nowhere, it looks like.
Wonder what the Clippers want. My first thought is Aaron Gordon. My first thought. Next thought would be Michael Porter Jr. Would you give up, if you were Denver, would you give up Michael Porter Jr. for Paul George?
I think I'd start there instead of Aaron Gordon.
Definitely. Aaron Gordon seems like a non-star.
So yeah. I think you're on, well, okay, I think you were on to something a second ago. This is from our guys at The Athletic, yet in addition to giving George the max deal, which Denver, I guess, was going to do in this conversation or was willing to do in this conversation, they also, and this leads me to believe this is where the Clippers sources come into play, they also would have had to give up Michael Porter Jr. And a significant amount of draft capital.
Mm.
The Nuggets value their draft picks perhaps as much as any other contender in the league, and so their interest ended there. I wonder what a significant amount of draft capital means. Mm. Three plus?
Probably.
At least, I think.
Yeah. Because this isn't a one-year, let's see if it works. The idea was he'll
Paul George is probably ending his career there.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, Paul George is a better player. I don't know if I'd trade Michael Porter Jr. for Paul George at this point in his career. Now, I'm also thinking I do have a championship in my back pocket. Like, we've gotten to the mountaintop. So there's not the same, regardless of what they say, there's not the same level of urgency as if you didn't have that championship.
Yeah.
Paul George right now is better, correct?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to say yes.
Do you think Michael Porter Jr. will ever reach that? He's good, but I don't know. Like, I feel like
they could win another title with Paul George.
See, I think so, too. And I think I'd take Paul George for the next 3 years because I don't think Michael Porter Jr. is going to just reach, like, that ability.
I know you're really high on Michael Porter Jr. I think Denver could win with Paul George, like, next year. I mean, not that they can't win with Michael Porter Jr. either. That's I'm not.
Paul George to me is more of a done. Sure thing. Is what I'm.
That's
going towards.
Yeah. I'm with you.
The thing that I'm hung up on, and maybe you guys are 100% correct, but with Jokic and Jamal Murray, they don't need. I don't believe they need as much of a shot creator as they do a knockdown three guy that's gonna knock down the open jump shots when Jokic is kicking it out to you and things of that nature. And I wonder if Michael Porter's better for that role or Paul George.
Hmm.
That's what I'm hung up on.
Because
everything you guys are saying is making sense. But Paul George, I don't think he's going to have those ISO opportunities in Denver that he had with the Clippers. And he's going to turn into like that catch and shoot, knockdown, finisher type guy. Then is he better at that or Michael Porter Jr.? Now, this is a tough time to ask that conversation because Michael Porter Jr. was terrible in that second round against Minnesota. So you got to ask yourself, is that more so who he's going to be moving forward, or is he going to be like the guy that was, you know, cashing out during that championship run?
Do you think the Clippers want Paul George?
It's all relative, right?
I kind of feel like they don't.
They want him at their price.
Like if Paul George left, mm-hmm. if he just flat out left, mm-hmm. opted out, gone, do you think they're kind of quietly going, all right, let's go to work? Or do they feel like they lost something?
It's interesting.
They feel this is a tough term to use. They feel borderline indifferent.
That's kind of what it is. And to answer your question, to get off the fence, maybe they don't want him, because if they wanted him, they'd sign him to the extension.
Well, I feel like they're ready to move on, but like Paul George at the right price is still great in this league too. So if Paul George wants to come back for less than the max, like, yeah, we'll take that.
So
easy.
Okay, so Paul George is only great at the right price.
I think that's the Clippers thinking.
Yeah, so. Okay.
I'm not sure what they're thinking. Because you say you lose Paul George, you let him walk. What are you as a franchise?
I'm sure they have some type of plan, because you did max out Kawhi, so you're expecting to be competitive somehow.
They don't have no money, right? Like, losing Paul George doesn't open up a...
I don't think it does.
I don't think.
You mean open up cap space for him? I don't... Yeah, and we mentioned this during the commercial break, didn't mention to the radio audience. P.J. Tucker exercised his player option. That's $11.5 million.
Is that expiring?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, if he's opting in, that means there's 1 year left on his deal.
The only thing Paul George leaving does for your cap is that it gives you more money to give to James Harden.
Man.
Pay Paul George, stop. Pay Paul George, pay Paul. Pay Paul.
God.
Pay Russ, too, if you want.
I pay Russ always. But Russ played for like $4 million last year. That's probably what he's going to play for again this year.
But Harden on the cheap deal last year?
No, he was on the final year. He was on the final year of his big money deal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just everyone go silent. Let it digest. We're trying to figure this out.
That could be the move.
Sure. Sure. I mean, Paul George is better than DeMar DeRozan.
I think it's close. And you know, I say all this saying, you know, Paul George is my boy. But I think it is pretty MVP. Close. It feels like DeMar is a little bit more reliable than Paul George.
Okay. I don't hate that.
I think it's pretty close, though. I think they're
DeMar can create.
I think at this point in their career, they're on the same tier.
Does everyone from LA have to go back to the Clippers or Lakers at some point?
Yeah.
Gotta go home.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta go. Who would be next? I don't think he's from LA, but Zach LaVine is LA ties.
Where is Zach LaVine from?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Oh. What's Terrence Mann's trade value, you think? Because he's got a contract at a high number, too. Like, if the Clippers wanted to make a splash, probably start there. Like, you put him and PJ Tucker together. It's like $35 million.
Exactly. Terrence Mann from Washington.
Terrence Mann would be he is from Washington. That's right. Like Seattle area. That's right.
Actually, be about $25 million. I was looking at the wrong number. If you put them together,
he'd be good.
Terrence Mann's got $25 million.
No, he's $11 million. I was looking at the wrong column.
He'd be good in Philly. I don't know.
Terrence Mann would be good in Philly.
I don't know how he gets there, but
you've got me wondering about the Clippers salary cap situation. We'll look this up a little bit because it just really feels like they do not care what Paul George does in the next 24 hours. I mean, obviously they want to get. They're not a team in transition yet. No. They're just a team that's kind of like stuck. They were the hottest team in the NBA for a split second last year, and. Oh, this is an expensive basketball team, dude.
Well, you know what, though?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, though? If there's one person who doesn't care how expensive things are, it's their own.
And rightfully so. Yeah, rightfully so. He is the richest owner in the NBA.
He's playing with different money than anybody else in
this league. That's a shoot. We'll come back. We'll talk more basketball. Get in on the conversation if you'd like. The Matthews Mattress Chatty House across our streaming platforms, or hit us on the phone lines, 916-909-1320. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Is it the 24-25 Clippers? That's the season we're going into. Yeah, they've got some things.
24-25, yes, sir.
Yeah, so Kawhi's due 49.3. Got to wait to see what happens with Paul George. This is an interesting team. That's all I can say. This is an interesting team with an interesting makeup that needs to do something. Otherwise, they're just kind of stuck. They're like stuck in the middle. Again, this was at one point in this last season the hottest team in the league. Mm-hmm. And they cooled off significantly at the end. You dealt with the dreaded Kawhi Leonard injury. And now you've got this situation going on with Paul George that I can't make heads or tails of because, like I said, I feel like they're indifferent to whether Paul George stays or goes.
They feel like a play-in team without Paul George. Like them and the Suns are two teams that finished top six, and I don't really see them doing much this year the way things are.
Neither one of them?
Mm-mm.
I'm with you on that. I want to see exactly what happens with the Suns in the second season, but I don't have a lot of confidence that they're going to be.
I don't have none.
They're going to be able to be any different. I don't know. I don't know like what additions they can make. Like one of the things that I really think they needed was a point guard. And I don't know if they were able to get that in the draft. I haven't looked at what they got in the draft. And I don't know if they have, you know, they have a mid-level or something like that where they can get a point guard. But if they're just running back Bradley Beal at the one, nah, man. And it's just a game of chicken just in general trying to get all those guys through another year. Like, I don't think that's...
Are we confident in the Mavs, too?
No, I'm not.
So there's three spots right there that kind of...
I was confident in the Mavs.
You're not confident in them being top six?
Oh,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, top six. I'm kind of like looking at the Suns and the Clippers. I think they're going to fall out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say confident, but like I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I thought you meant...
I need to see them do it again.
You know, yeah, I'm with you.
I don't even need the whole season. Let me see how you start the first 2 months.
Right? I felt a certain way as they were headed into the finals. Even during the finals, they were getting their ass kicked. I didn't hold that against them. That was about Boston. Mm-hmm. But then I just said, man, can they do it again? Are they going to be better? Because my feeling was they're going to be better. They're going to be a year together. But obviously they're still working. Like they're not content. And maybe Nico and that crew, I don't think Mark Cuban has a role. I just think he rides around on the jet.
Didn't Windhorst talk about that? Like
he doesn't have a job.
He's like, Yeah, he's just kind of there.
He's just riding on the jet. They literally just let a pedestrian on the plane. He's got Alvin's job, I guess, for the Dallas Mavericks. He's the vibe curator.
That's a good job to have.
Well,
man.
He's not as good as Alvin, but hey, do your thing.
I feel like a lot of the Mavericks role players played above how they usually do too. And I'm curious how much of it is like, okay, that's who you are now, or like, all right, you just got hot in the playoffs.
Are they all capable? So, which is like, are they all capable of doing it again? Mm-hmm. And that's another team. Clearly, they're not sitting still. They're trying to get some things done. Mm-hmm. Are they a team that can make one more move that, all right, it gets them going a little bit further. Gets the wheels turning a little bit faster, and can get everyone on the same page, you know, headed into next year.
What would it be though if you're Dallas? Like, I'm looking at the roster.
I don't know. It's almost like you would upgrade a guy who was probably good for you last year.
Kyle Kuzma would help.
He would help, but
they don't need a lot. They just need, I think, just a more solidified third player.
Well, they also have been in the rumors, or they were sniffing around trying to see if they can get Jeremy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
That would help.
Yeah,
but I mean, what you're sending PJ
it's also what you're sending to Portland, because that's bread.
True.
That's money.
Yeah.
That you gotta. So you're coming off something.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, off the top of my head, Tim Hardaway Jr. probably would have been somebody involved in that.
Who was traded this morning.
Yeah, I think Jesse makes like 18, 19.
Yeah, 18 million. Right now they're 15 million under the luxury tax after that move.
Mm. So you could have
Yeah, I was going to say 15 million under the luxury tax puts them maybe 30 away from the second apron, right? Because I think it's like plus seven more.
Increments of 15 million or something like
that? No, I think it was increments of like 7 million.
Mm-hmm. So they're below the tax. So 7 will get you as a tax team. Another 7 gets you in the first apron, right?
No, I think 15 gets you to the tax team. Another 7 gets you to the first apron.
That's what I meant.
So
they're 15 away from the tax.
And they have more money than I thought.
Yeah, because that's how the tweet was presented to, and I read. I don't remember who tweeted it out. It's like, yeah, the Mavs are 15 under the luxury tax, but even if they jump in there, they're this much away from the first apron, this much away from the second.
Oh yeah, they got room to work.
Get some bread.
They got room to work.
Some bread.
And this is as successful as they've been in, you know, getting out there and making moves and acquiring players. Then, I mean, not a shot. Nico's been stronger in these acquisitions, I think, than Mark Cuban ever was. Yeah. And I don't know why that is. Like, I always found it fascinating that the Dallas Mavericks couldn't close deals to land guys. But
maybe just Nico's a basketball guy and Mark Cuban is a funny owner. Not trying to be a jerk, but like, you know, like, he's not a basketball guy.
Yeah, it very well could be. I don't want to minimize Mark Cuban too much, but there probably is something to be said about Nico. Mm-hmm. Being around the league, being around these guys is just guys, you know, when he was with Nike and he was, you know, I don't know what Nico's title was, but the way Nico was introduced to me was he's Kobe's guy. Mm. Like, his job at Nike is Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Like, Kobe had Nico, LeBron had Lynn Merritt. Mm. Like, that's what you had. And anywhere Kobe went, there was Nico. So Nico established these relationships all throughout the league just by his relationship with Kobe and Nike.
Yeah, man.
And I do think that stuff's important. Like, that's absolutely. Agents, right? That's absolutely. Why agents are suddenly becoming general managers. Agents, you don't have to do math. You don't have to figure out salary cap. You got to have relationships. Mm-hmm. You hire somebody to figure out the salary cap.
You have a numbers guy.
Yeah, you get Will Z in there to run the salary cap numbers for you, and you just handle the relationship part of it.
You're the relationship guy. Hire a numbers guy.
That's it.
And that's
easy work.
So they got an opportunity to do a little bit more than maybe I originally thought.
They haven't been linked to Paul George, have they?
No, I haven't seen that. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Hmm. Carry the one.
What you cooking up? What you cooking up?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't go for James Harden, would they?
Ew, no. I hope not. No.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. You're talking the Mavs, right?
Yeah.
No, they...
That would be crazy.
Why would you?
Just asking.
No, I'm not like... Yeah, like just
broadcast
from their point of view.
Journalists just...
If they go for James Harden, I'm completely out on them.
I understand. I'll be right there with you.
Can you imagine in 2024? Hey, fellas, you know what we need on this team?
Oh, man.
We need us some James Harden.
That would be crazy.
So, well, it's not like James Harden's out of the league next year.
No, but
so
I think
who
James
does
stays.
That?
I don't.
Clippers probably.
The Clippers definitely bringing him back. For him to leave the Clippers, I think would be like somebody give him that offer that we're saying is crazy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.